Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Terry. I'm thinking that maybe today we'll maybe talk about some books that we like a lot that our listeners might like as well. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, well, I get to start because I get to start. My favorite dog book, and it actually, in my opinion, should be required reading for every dog owner on the planet, is The Other End of the Leash, Why We Do What We Do Around Dogs, and that's by Patricia McConnell. The book will so help you understand why your dog does what he or she does and your relationship with him or her. And I love the way it's written because anyone can enjoy it. Anyone can understand it. It's not, Patricia McConnell is a PhD, but it's not written for that community. She is an animal behaviorist. It is not written necessarily for that community. It's written for everyone. And
plain English.
It is. It's plain English, and I loved it because it happened that I finished the book weeks before I lost my Max to lymphoma, and that was going on 5 years ago. And the last chapter of her book just suggests ways to deal with the death of a dog. So it's just a great read, and everybody, just read it. Do it if you never read another dog book. She's got another small little book that, if you have a dog with separation anxiety, grab it. It's called I'll Be Home Soon, and it's a really quick read, but it will give you some really good tools to use and as best you can fixing that. And that can be a very hard fix. When a dog has separation anxiety, they don't just go, oh, darn, you're leaving me. They can wreak havoc with your home. They get so upset when you leave. Dogs have been known to, you know, destroy the house, destroy furniture, try to get out the door that you left through. I know a dog very well who left tooth imprints embedded in a brass doorknob. He was trying to get out of the house so badly. So if that's your dog, if that sounds familiar, if you've ever read the book Marley and Me or seen the movie, you know, Marley had fear issues. I think he probably had some separation anxiety. So if you have that in your dog, read Patricia McConnell's little book, I'll Be Home Soon. It can help you.
Cool.
Okay, so Terry, your turn.
Well, I'm kind of and I've mentioned this before on the shows, but I'm kind of into dog body language and understanding what that's about. And the first book that I got into that started educating me on that is called On Talking Terms with Dogs, Calming Signals. And it's from Turid Rugas. Hopefully I didn't murder that name too much. And it's a light read as well. I don't even think it's 100 pages, but it's got photos and whatnot in it. Phenomenal, phenomenal book to teach just calming signals for the dogs that you're around. And I got this book right after we got Surrey because she had, you know, sort of a rough start in her early years, and
right.
I wanted to start communicating with her and getting her to relax.
Well, we've talked in other episodes about how dogs read each other's body language.
Right.
They're always reading ours, and if we can just educate ourselves to read theirs, we'll understand them better just on a day-to-day basis. We're going to start recognizing fear, anguish, maybe even pain. I mean, there's so much you can read in a dog's body language. And I believe this author also has a terrific DVD.
Yeah.
Which I'm supposed to share with Terry, and someone else has it right now. Oops. But it's wonderful to see the video of this, too, to see the actual body language. So anyone at all interested in understanding that piece of their dog more, or any interest in canine behavior, period. Yeah, definitely should read this book. Yeah. And you have another one.
I do. This was the, you know, my next step in learning dog body language, and this one's quite a hefty book. This is like 300-400 pages. It's a lot of photos though. It's called Canine Body Language: A Photographic Guide, and it's by Brenda Aloff. And I love this book. It has so many pictures and teaches so much. And I go through it all the time, looking at it, just refreshing myself so I know what the dogs are doing as they're communicating with me.
And just think, folks, if you were to choose to make these books part of your library, how much more rich your life can be with your dog. Because, again, they don't speak people. They speak with their bodies. And it's once you start understanding body language, you see it everywhere in dogs.
Right.
Whenever you're out in public with your dog or you see other people's dogs. I was at a market yesterday, an outdoor market, and a lady had a beautiful Bernese Mountain Dog. And the dog was sitting very close to her, in front of her, kind of sideways to her, almost on her feet. And I walked over because I love the breed. They're beautiful. And I just said, hi, I would just like to meet your dog if you don't mind. Does she have fear issues? And I turned to the side. I'm a trainer. I recognized it. So I turned to the side and I just let my hand dangle at my side. And her beautiful Bernese Mountain Dog sniffed my hand and everything was peachy. And she thanked me because she said, yeah, you're right. The dog has got some issues, but we're working through them. And this is very good for her. But the owner was so smart because she was in a fairly high traffic area, but she was ensuring that her dog was safe, that her dog had the space that she needed. And I'm sure she was prepared at any moment if anyone came up and with perhaps a dog who was too rambunctious or whatever, she was ready to protect her dog. But that sort of thing you start recognizing, and it's just cool.
It's key. There's so many uneducated dog owners out there, and it's not just the body language, just knowing how the basics of approaching a dog, and that's what some of these books talk about. Mm-hmm. People don't get it. And they're reading a dog's stance or actions as one thing, and 99% of the time, if they don't know what the reality is, they are just way off base. Yeah. They're not even in the ballpark.
Absolutely. And I see, you know, we Terry and I and a lot of our dog folks, we go out to public events all the time with our dogs. And we try to educate when we're out, because when somebody comes charging at my dog, and I've got a 4-year-old lab named Murphy, who you've heard about before. He's my therapy dog. He loves everybody. But I don't allow anyone just to come barreling in and lay hands on my dog. It's inappropriate behavior. So, you know, learning that if you do that to the wrong dog,
right,
there could be a really major problem.
Right, and the dog gets blamed for it. That's
right.
What pisses me off.
Right.
The dog gets blamed for it.
Right.
But it's the human's fault. They screwed up.
Well, yeah, because a dog... Most dogs, if a dog has severe behavior issues, there might not be a warning. But most dogs are going to try to warn you if they're afraid of you. And if you are not listening to them, then, you know, you might get what you deserve from them. You know, if a dog starts backing up from you and you just keep going at him, you're an idiot. Because that dog is backing away from you for a reason, you know.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of idiots out
there.
Well,
yeah, and it's hard to fix. But sorry, got off on a little tangent there.
Soapbox.
Yep. Can't help it. Educate yourself, folks.
Right.
You know, do some positive dog training with your dog. Learn about body language. It will make you a better member of the society at large. In the dog community specifically, you know, it's just important
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly, it's key. It's key to for having happy dogs and not getting yourself hurt by doing something stupid around
the
dog.
Right. Okay, so now we go to the number one person on my hit parade, and that's Ian Dunbar. Ian Dunbar is a vet and he's a behaviorist and. I call him the father of positive dog training. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but he's the man. I just love everything he's ever written. I hope we'll both be able to attend one of his seminars here in the next year or so. If you are getting a puppy, before you get the puppy.
Is there an emphasis on before you get the puppy?
Yeah. But people don't listen, so we have to emphasize the important stuff.
You have to hit him in the head with a stick.
That's right. You must read Before and After You Get Your Puppy by Ian Dunbar. Absolutely imperative that you read this book. You will realize how little you know about living with a puppy. And it will make your life way, way easier with your puppy. Another one of his books that I recommend is How to Teach an Old Dog New Tricks. Say you rescue a dog who's got some years on him. Yeah, You can definitely teach an old dog new tricks.
Look at Sparky.
Oh, yeah. So he's six, right? We yeah, think. Six-ish. And he learns all the time.
Yeah. He's slower. Dog.
Right.
And more repetition, but he gets it.
He gets it. Yeah. And how long was he at the local rescue group?
At least 3 years.
So, you know, 3 years of his life, half of his life, he was in rescue. Now he comes to his forever home, and he gets to learn new tricks. And behaviors.
And he loves it.
He loves
it. He just thrives on getting something new to do.
That's so cool.
And you can see it. I mean, watch him light up a new trick. Okay, I'm not getting it. And he's not, you know, he's not necessarily on target with what mm-hmm. he's doing, but he's starting to absorb it.
He's learning
to
learn.
Learning to learn. And his eyes just, the life comes back, and it's amazing.
And now how cool is that, guys? Just, you know, to take a rescue dog and have fun with him.
Yeah.
And teach him everything you possibly can, because my experience has been, I've not met a dog who doesn't like to learn. And just most of them don't get their minds exercised very much. Because folks maybe will take them to an obedience class, and that's it. And dogs get bored.
Yeah.
Dogs need challenges. And it's dogs who don't have challenges and cool stuff to do get in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. They'll make their own entertainment.
Oh, yeah. And you may not like it so terribly much.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so back to Ian Dunbar. He has a series of books about specific behaviors that you might be interested in getting. We did a quick Google search, and Terry found they're available on Dogwise, dogwise.com.
Yeah, no affiliation there. It's just the first one that came up that actually sold them.
Right, because they're not available at places like
Amazon doesn't carry them.
Right. They're just little books. Very short reads, but they're on subjects like house training, chewing, socialization, barking, and digging. So, you know, if you're interested in any of those, just get the series of them and, you know, share them around. We all have dogs who have issues at some points in their lives, and why not get the appropriate professional view of those issues?
Right.
Okay, let's see here. Was that our list for today?
No, we had one more. The trick book that I like.
Oh, the trick book. That's right.
A trainer named Kira Sundance does a book that's called 101 Dog Tricks. And I love this book because it's color photographs almost extensively. And it's 120, 30 pages.
Wow.
A lot of tricks in there. And it's little text blurbs, but it shows you the proper step-by-step methods. And I love that because I'm a visual person. I'm a visual learner.
Right.
And she has a new book out, which I haven't seen yet, but that's phenomenal. I use that all the time when I'm working with my dogs. And we don't do any shows or anything, but I entertain the dogs by training them to do stuff.
Yeah, man. And it's just like we were talking about, you know. And there was a time in my life when I poo-pooed teaching dogs tricks. Well, I was an idiot. We all have moments like that in our lives, because what I didn't realize at the time is the dog doesn't know the difference between a high-end obedience skill and a trick. It's all behaviors.
Yeah.
And the more we teach them, the more they, again, learn to learn. They learn, start learning faster.
Yeah.
And they so thoroughly enjoy it. And it's also making the relationship, the bond between you and your dog, just better. Because to get that trick, or any behavior, you have to work closely with your dog to get it.
And that's key. So when we first got Surrey, and you know how, so Dee's my trainer, so I've worked with her since we've gotten Surrey, and we've taken classes and intermediate classes over and over again because it's about the exercise. But we bonded so closely with her during those training sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Surrey now, she knows 45, 50 things. You can walk along and tell her left, right, and she'll do left or right. It's phenomenal.
It's so cool.
It's not necessarily, I mean, we do treat her, but it's a respect, mutual respect piece there.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when I start training young dogs or newly rescued dogs, if we need to get some things very quickly, yes, we use reward training. We use food treats.
Right.
But dogs get to a point where it's not required.
Right.
You know, that's just, and if there's something that they do that is just really way cool, well, yeah, here, you get a jackpot. We've been trying to get that behavior for 2 weeks or a month or 2 months, and you did it today, honey, you get every treat I have in my pocket. you know. But yeah, the treats are not necessary. Terry's right. It is the mutual respect. And now, you know, that's not fair, because I just realized Suri's catching up with Murphy with the number of things she's got on cue. Uh-oh, I'm going to have to start teaching Murphy some new stuff. Because the last time I checked, he had a little over 60 behaviors on cue. And what I like to do, though, and if you haven't done it, Terry, you should, and anybody who wants to get in on this game with us, do it. Put them on your computer. Write them down. It's really cool to have the list. And what you realize is you keep adding to it because there are things that you have forgotten that you've trained your dog. Yeah. And there are combo behaviors and all kinds of things. You know, it really is fun to get into chaining behaviors. And let's say, my favorite is stop, drop, and roll. And Murphy's very rusty at this. We have to revisit it so he can actually do it in public. But stop, drop, and roll is like for fire prevention week if you're doing a demo with your dog. And what I do with Murph is, and this is a whole string of behaviors put together, so when I say the word fire, Murphy does them all without any other cues. And the behaviors look like this. I have Murphy sit, stay, I walk away from him, I say to him, Murphy, what do you do if you're on fire? Murphy will come to me, he will down, he will roll, he will come back up, give me a high five, stand, and take a bow. That's eight behaviors.
That's phenomenal.
With one word. And that's the kind of stuff you can do as you train them more individual behaviors.
Right.
Chain them together, man. It's fun. And, you know, put new words to them, put silly words to them. And if you do nothing but have this incredibly close relationship with your dog, that's fine. You never have to do this anywhere but in your house.
Yeah.
But it's a blast, man.
It is a blast. And you know, the time that I use the tricks with Suri is usually around kids. You know, mm-hmm. Kids want to see what
oh,
they can.
Oh, yeah.
And they're oohing and eyeing. You know, she does, we do this thing called peekaboo where she comes up behind me and sits between my legs and looks up. And the reverse of that, because I needed a word, mm-hmm. is bookie. And it was a random bookkeep.
And what is bookkeep?
She comes in from the front, stands looking behind me like in guard position. You gave me the idea for this.
Oh, that's great.
I haven't got her to look mean because she doesn't look mean.
She doesn't know how. It does. That's okay.
But she will guard my back.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's just a stupid word, but I needed a word. I'm like, what do I need? Okay, this is the word that popped in my
head. Well, yeah, and you can create words. It's
dogs
fine.
Don't care.
They don't care. They could be anything. And oh, but you're right. Kids love this stuff, and we're forever running into kids when we're out in public.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they're happy with a, you know, high five or you know, a take a bow. But yeah. Anything you have in your repertoire, they're going to love seeing.
Exactly.
And they're going to applaud, and dogs love applause.
Yeah. They like any type of a positive reinforcement training.
Absolutely.
Not training, but positive
response.
Response. Thank you. That's the word.
Not a problem. That's why there are two of us. But, folks, you know, have fun with your dogs. It's
yeah.
just key. And, you know, when it's too hot to do anything outside or it's too cold to do anything outside, get out the trick book. Teach a new trick. You know, that silly thing we do with the muffin pan. I use that on half my therapy dog visits now because it's an interactive thing that I can do with whatever population we're with, whether it be very old or very young. And if you guys haven't seen Murphy and the Muffin Pan, you need to go to a blog. We'll post the site, or we'll post it. Maybe we can post the video so the folks can see it.
We can post a link.
Okay,
yeah,
link to the video. Because, you know, Sparky does it, and he has a different version of the way he gets the treats from out. From
yeah,
underneath.
Sparky's lazy. He lays down and knocks the whole pan over.
You'll understand this when you see the video of Murphy, because Murphy, even though he's done it many times now, he does it the same way he did from the beginning. He picks one tennis ball up at a time. Under it is a treat. He eats the treat. He picks up the next tennis ball. There can be five. There can be 12. It matters not. He just goes through the whole muffin pan. But if you watch the video and do it with your dog, you'll see all dogs do it different.
Yeah.
This one didn't work real well with my Cody because she loves to chase tennis balls. And in this little exercise, I found out the answer to a very important question in my life with Cody. Is she more food-driven or play-driven? I found out.
Really?
Play-driven. Here's the ball. Throw the ball. I'll get the treat later. So you care. You get different responses with different dogs. It's just fun stuff.
It is fun because with Suri, she is very pinpoint. So she's very scent driven, and she'll pick up the two balls and then she'll sniff the other ones and walk away. So or three ball or whatever, how many treats I put out. She knows. Yeah. She pinpoints the ones exact and then leaves the rest in the tin.
Oh yeah, so and again, that's a great scent dog. Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, and speaking of scent, fun game to play with your dog: hide and seek. Have you done it with your dogs?
I have with Suri. We haven't with Sparky. We do, you know, tell them to go find mama.
Right. It's a blast, you guys. You know, make sure your dogs know every human in your house's name so you can teach them to go find that individual. It is a blast. And the better they get at it, the better you can hide. And we just got a four-legged visitor, speaking of Suri, and off she goes. But those kinds of things, find games with people are fun. Find games with toys are way fun. Since Makoti girl got her nose really amped up and she got really good when she was in search and rescue, if she gets stone bored, I'll hide a toy in one of the rooms of my house and I'll just walk out to where she is, where I've left the two of them in a stay, and I'll just say find, and all Murphy does is follow her because he's clueless. But she will methodically search every room of the house until she finds that toy. So it's nice. Cool stuff.
It is good stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So read books, do research, get your dogs, make your dogs' lives more fun, enrich everything that you do with them. And, you know, a few books that you can buy online can really help that.
A lot of them probably available at the library.
Yep, absolutely. Go to your local library. And if some of these books aren't at your local library, you can recommend that they buy them. Sometimes they will do that on patrons' recommendations.
Cool.
All right, that's it for this one. Yep.
All right, see you folks.
Bye.